7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
Hello.
Hello. Why did it just get goofy?
Because we're just goofy people.
Yeah.
Off rip.
Oh my goodness.
Before we get into anything, how was your vacation that you just had?
My vacation. We went to New Hampshire. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was dedicated to the kids. So it was kind of like kiddish, but it was really cute to see them. We brought my niece. I don't know if you saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was special.
I feel like we're all kids inside, you know, so.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be fun in some type of way.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely enjoyed it. And there were some, like, bigger rides we, like, all went on as a family, so it was really cool.
The pool looked nice, too.
Yeah, the pool at the hotel looks big, actually. Huge. I was not expecting that.
It did look big.
Because it wasn't, like, any crazy hotel, but the pool was cool.
At least you have a pool.
It was, like, warm.
At least you have had a pool on your vacation, because I'm going to Texas next week, and I don't know if you saw the weather, but it, well, obviously not, but it was like 104 and 105 there, and they have no water. Like, I feel like there's a water park, but they don't have, like, it's not like Florida where they have the pools at the house, so.
And there's no, you would have to go, like, super low to get to the ocean, too. Well, I'm not even sure how that works in Texas.
I don't know, but they do have water parks, but I don't want to spend money just to go for, like, an hour, because I don't know if we have enough time for that, but, you know.
Ooh, you're going to be hot, girl.
So I was living vicariously through your pool pictures over there.
Well, you got to come in my pool one day.
I actually do before summer ends. It's going by quick.
Mm-hmm. I know. It really is.
I'll have to come, like, during the week or something.
Yeah,
but
soon.
Yeah. So that's our life update.
That's our update. And then we have a really cool topic today.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you were going to say something else at first, and then you caught me off guard.
You caught me off guard. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. It is a cool, but important.
It's, like, the most important topic of all, I would say, is surrender. I know we've brushed on this so many times before, but we're going to go in-depth with it more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most important thing.
Yeah. I feel like lately it's been the key word, because with, like, close, like, friends or family, like, whoever we've been, like, encountered, I feel like that's all we've been talking about with them. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's important, yes, but more so now, I feel. Because
yeah.
I feel like the world needs more of, you know, God. So
yeah. And the only way to get to him is through surrendering him and just trusting him
mm-hmm.
with your life. And that's, like, you know, that's what we teach ourselves. Well, we tell ourselves through God every day, and then that's what we're preaching to others. So it's just all in all.
And we got to practice what we preach.
We sure do. We sure
That's
do.
That's a big thing.
It but. Sure is. We'll get more into that.
I love our NSYNC laughs every time. But then what? It sounds funny now, but, like, when I play it back, it's like chipmunks, like Alvin. Like
they, like, roll over into each other in a chipmunky way.
Oh, ew. Man. Maybe I've been with you for too long that now we have, like, similar laughs. I have no idea.
I'm contagious.
Yes, you are.
Sorry, I got the snap from you.
Oh, my God. My sister-in-law still hates that snap, but I will continue
goodness.
To do it.
That's contagious, too. Between you and Christina, man.
I got Whatever.
Anyways.
You know what? Leave me alone.
No, I love it.
But back to the thing you were saying.
Yeah, so...
What are you looking at?
Oh, my Lanta. Are you kidding me? Look at my first line. I'm sorry, but we have the first same line right now.
Damn, I thought you were saying because of how much, like, you saw me write. I thought that's... I have a privacy screen on. How are you looking at this?
I see it. It does not work from
that's
the
how
top.
You know, that's how you know you're tall. Because well, I couldn't see squat.
Nope, it doesn't work from the top. So just okay. So you know, people can read it from the top.
Try it now.
I can still see it.
No, what? You're just too close to me.
Anyway, okay. Sorry about that, guys, but we have the same first line. I just, like, peeked over at her notes.
My first line says yielding to God's will.
Yeah, but it's the definition of surrender.
So, ma'am.
Okay. I have the worldly definition and the biblical definition, but you go first because I have something I have to, like, say about this after.
Okay. I actually have a funny thing that's, like, aha. After I say that too. Okay. So my definition that I got was yielding to God's will and trusting him fully in our lives. Relinquish your control and accept his plan. But nobody wants to have other people tell them what to do in their lives and control them.
No, that's very true. That's just part of our human nature. So I wrote the, like, so the definition that just came up, right? Without putting, like, biblical.
So this is the worldly one?
Yeah. Okay. So it says, to cease resistance to an enemy or opponent and submit to their authority. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked up the biblical definition, what they had that under. And it says, when a believer gives up their own will and submits to the teachings and will of the higher power or the creator. So how different is that? It's so crazy because surrendering is, you know, in English terms or whatever is seizing your resistance to an enemy, mm-hmm. right? So God is not our enemy. He's far from our enemy.
He tries to help you, and I feel like sometimes people don't see that because they think that why would he do this? Why would he do that?
Yeah. So I just think it's so funny because God is not our opponent. It's like total opposite. He wants the best and for us to live eternally with him. So I think it's just amazing how, you know, the worldly definition is like to conform to, you know, your enemy and bow down to your enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're talking biblically, it's like, no, we're bowing down to our Father, we're bowing right. down to the creator of this world. It's 100% opposite, and that just blew my mind.
I feel like cool. sometimes people think that they can give their own happiness, and like they don't need God or they don't need whoever else to not tell them like what to do in their lives.
Yeah.
So like they think they could create their own happiness, but honestly, like the world only gives you temporary like mm-hmm. happiness and peace and all this and that. God could give you the eternal life,
right?
In happiness and peace. So like.
And that's why we need to surrender.
Right.
So we can achieve all of that. We can get all the fruits and we can live with him eternally.
Yeah. I feel like maybe sometimes people are afraid to surrender to God or that it could be difficult mm-hmm. because like for like a couple things that they might have experienced in the past with their own life, like maybe mm-hmm. they like there's a fear of loss, such as like personal control and desires, because obviously if you don't have a control of your life, you're like, what's going on here? Like, you feel yeah. like you need some type of grip with it. And also, like, maybe they have trust issues if they've experienced, like, betrayals and disappointments
yeah.
In the past. So they're like, if I couldn't trust them, what makes you think I could trust someone who I can't even see?
Right.
You know?
Right. But that's exactly what it is. Like, we need to trust and believe in someone we cannot see. Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna, I say this all the time, you're not gonna know unless you try. And we see, I don't even know how many Christians in the world, I gotta look that up, but there's a lot of us, and we see testimony after testimony just proving God's existence and proving.
And that alone makes you just want to try him out and like see, okay, if they could do X, Y, and Z for this person and that person, different people, different situations, but mm-hmm. equal out to the same type of outcome of like what they feel afterwards, then why not try?
Yeah.
Like, why not want to see if that could happen with you, which I know it can.
I truly wish more people saw that and actually just wanted to give him a try
mm-hmm.
because I don't know, we really need to trust God through the good and the bad. And if you try, you'll see what blessings you get from that. And I've lived it. I am far from where I want to be, but I am so far from what I used to be.
You have to take it day by day, too, with your day walk with day. God. Even if it doesn't seem like it, like you're obviously not going to jump right into mm-hmm. it or be where you want to be. But
yeah.
at least if you do each day, like try to do what you need to do, like immerse yourself in the word and pray to God. At least if you try to do that each day, it'll be like a habit
mm-hmm.
and then you'll just see, just with that little like difference that you try to make, it'll be whole different like feeling yeah. that you feel in your life.
Of course. Yeah. And instead of like running away from God when times are hard, we need to do the opposite and run to him.
Right.
And as a human, like we said, it's not easy, but that's the way.
Yeah, and if you try to do it yourself, I feel like like any situation that you have, if you try to solve it yourself or do whatever, I feel like one thing after another would either come up or I don't know, I feel like you'll fail somehow. You'll get to an extent, but you can't exceed that without God.
Yeah. For sure.
And also, like, if you have, like, that desire, like, as you said before about seeing, like, what he can do to other people, if you have that desire to, like, want to seek God, then why not? Or then that means, like, you have at least, like, some sort of faith or you believe that it could happen. So why not?
The mustard seed.
The mustard seed. I haven't heard that one in a while, actually.
I know. It's been a while.
So why not just let go and let God? Like, why not just try and give him, like, your all? Give him your heart. That's all he really needs.
Yeah. All he needs is a little tiny mustard seed, guys.
How would I know?
That's all he wants to see. He wants to see that you're open to the idea, and he will slowly lure you in and help you get there. But that's not to say that he's going to do everything for you. He still wants to see that you're true to him, and he still wants to see your effort. If he doesn't see that little consistency, he's only going to reach out so much for you.
And I just gotta say, be genuine. Don't just do it because you think you have to get it done and like it's like a list, because it's not a convenience store. Like, you can't just do it once. It's a longer process, like how I was saying before. Like, it's definitely more than one day. It's not just like a one-time act. So like, each day do what you need to do, and do your part of it as well. And it's also what I think the hardest part is, that it involves two things. Is like, when you lay it down, like, at his feet, and you pray to him about it, the two words that like get to me that I know that are hard to do in the process of waiting is trusting and being obedient.
Yeah.
I mean, obedient.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gotcha.
Cause it involves both of that. And like how they say in Proverbs chapter 3, like, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not just some, not whatever you want it to be. And lean not on your own understanding, because as I said before, it's not gonna, you can't exceed to the capacity that he could give you.
Right. It might be, I might be, it might be.
You sounded Australian for a second.
It might be beyond your understanding, but as soon as you do put the effort in, he's gonna just change your mind for you, and it's gonna happen naturally. And I know we say that all the time too, but it's so true. It's unbelievable. I'm a walking testimony of it, along with all my other fellow Christians, and so many people have gone through the same thing.
What?
I just tried to swipe my notebook like a phone.
Oh my gosh.
No! I'm losing it, guys. I just tried to swipe up my notebook as if it were my phone. Don't judge me.
That's probably because that's what I'm doing. Listen.
Listen.
I'm listening. I'm waiting. What do you got to say for yourself?
It happens. Anyways.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Listen, that just goes to show you I'm human. And part ADHD. Yo. All right.
I don't even know what to say back to that. Okay.
Listen, I'm moving on here.
Where are you going?
Give me a minute here. Okay?
I'm waiting.
Okay. I just want to go through one thing. So, I just want to say that when we surrender, it can produce all of these fruits in our lives, right? So, we need to turn from our desires and follow the Spirit leading us. And like I said before, God will then make it easy for you to do the right things when you truly surrender. And that's when he can truly insert his will in your life, like his desire, his story for your life, which is better than anything. And that leads me to Galatians 5, 22 to 26. And everything I just said is referencing this. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
and self-control.
And self-control. The song.
What song?
The song, Love, Joy, Pete, the one that I was kids sing.
Oh, I wasn't doing it because I just memorized the verse.
She's good like that.
You're welcome.
So there is no law against these things. So those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are all living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Mm. So that's just following what I said about like turning from our desires and following the Spirit's leading, and how he will just, you know, he will give you the rope if you extend a little hand. And
I like that saying.
Yeah, the rope.
Yeah,
I do too. It's a really good one. And so the only way we can get all these fruits slowly but surely is through Jesus Christ himself. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Wow. No, I was just gonna say about like the fruits, because I know some people think that oh, they're a good person, they're this and that, mm-hmm. but they might like be similar to the fruits, but to have the full extent of the fruit is also with God.
Yeah, you know? Or they might have, you might think that you have some joy and some patience and all of this in your life, and you may have some. God is gonna bless even those who are not with him right now. He can do that, and he knows what the future holds, and he knows ahead of time if you're, you know, if you are gonna be a
follower. He's just waiting for your hand so he could give you the rope.
Yeah, for the rope. But it's gonna be times a thousand with him. Mm-hmm. If you think you have patience, kindness, peace, love, and joy right now, it's only gonna get crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy bigger.
So there are a couple things that you can do. Before I get into my verse, there are a couple things that you can do. And obviously, like, you've heard us time and time again before say pray and, like, read the word, which, yes, that's a big thing of every day. Mm-hmm. Because when you read the Bible, it'll help you, like, understand his promises and his will. And also, like, when you pray, it confronts, like, the doubts and fears that he could help you through, which I was actually thinking, I know it's, like, hard for us to identify our own weaknesses, but I feel like it's important, like, aside from, like, reading and praying, like, sit down, like, think about what your weaknesses are, what you need the help with, because I feel like sometimes people don't like to say that out loud or act like they don't have anything, you know?
Right.
Everybody has some type of problem, hence why we need Jesus. Yeah. And so that's why I feel like that ties in with the whole praying, why we always say to always pray and read the word, because pray about your situations or like whatever problems you have personally that you have to fix. And also, like, when you read the word, it actually tells you about every single thing that you could be going through, like, and helps you, like,
oh, there's
through
everything, it's, in
like,
that book.
Roadmap. Like, it, like, sit down, and even if you're not want to be like having a relationship with God at the moment and you want one, obviously, like, start with that, start with whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
Look it up on Google on where to find in the Bible and read that and start there. Maybe read the chapter of the book, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's important. That's what I started doing not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely helps a lot.
Oh, yeah. That book can lure you in. If you're just, like, interested and you're not even a believer yet, just like you said,
you can look in that book. Yeah, because we think we know it all, you know? Like,
yeah.
We think we know, like, how to handle the situation, this and that, which we might to an extent, but sometimes, like, when I read, I'm like, oh, wait a second, I never thought of it like that. And, mm-hmm. like, just, like, different ways to do it. And as I go on throughout my day, I literally am thinking about it. I'm like, wait, it said this. And I'll pray to God to, like, help me understand it more to be able to fully, like, put myself out there to, like, do what I'm supposed to be doing, you know?
100%.
Yeah, I didn't know if I said that right.
No, I know what you mean.
Me and my words today are not great.
No, you're good. That book is your own personal counselor. Not to say we don't. Some people don't need counseling, but that's the best source. He's our best counselor.
That's my thesaurus.
Yes. Or thesaurus.
Is that a word of the book? Or is that a dinosaur? A thesaurus.
Wait, thesaurus.
A thesaurus.
That's a certain dictionary,
it's not an
right?
encyclopedia. Or is it an encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia has all the knowledge.
Okay, I'm going to say there. That. So the Bible is like your encyclopedia.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm so don't mind me.
It's okay. I think you were on the right track there. We had to kind of look up that word because I think you were on track there too. but I don't know the exact definition.
Guys, I know I made fun of Alyssa with the whole notebook and the thing, but I literally got mixed up thinking a thesaurus is either another type of encyclopedia or it's a dinosaur, thanks to my nephew. So I don't know.
You know, we'll find out at the end of this.
I just had a moment.
Girl, because we're what? We're human.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes it's just the certain things like that that you should know.
Listen. You know how many things there are to know in this world?
Too many. My head's already big, so I could only imagine.
Most of my head is filled with lyrics, so I'm trying to squish in everything else, okay?
I wish I could tell you what my head is filled with.
Oh, my Lanta.
Anyway.
So wait, based on what you were saying before, though.
Which part?
About even if you think you don't have to, or, you know, basically, when you said we need to humble ourselves, mm-hmm. right? So, and we have to use the discipline God has shown us. He wants us to practice humility.
Yes.
Right? So, which humility is a characteristic that involves obeying to God and respecting yourself and others.
Being humble is so, like, important.
Yeah, that's a lot of people need to practice that. Yeah. And part of it is putting others first, mm-hmm. and not thinking. So we don't want to think less of ourselves being mm-hmm. humble, right?
Right.
Some people might think like, no, I'm not going to think less of myself. No, we don't want to think less of ourselves, but more think selfless.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to switch it around and think about it that way. Like it's not just about you. And that's what humbleness is. It's not like, oh, I'm the best. I'm going to be the best. No.
Mm-hmm.
We're all part of the same body in this world, and that's what we were made for, that to be one body. And too many people don't understand that, hence why we are all separated now.
Right.
God intended us to be one body, and fortunately we're not, and hopefully, you know,
that's why we need to surround ourselves with that community that I always talk about,
right?
Of having people like uplift and like think about others and pray for them and everything, mm-hmm. and don't just pray for yourself. Like don't do your selfish prayers.
Yeah, you
know? Like always right. think about others and like pray for them before your own needs.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The verse that I have today is Matthew chapter 11, 28-30, and it says.
Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." And so because when I read stuff, I always have to break it down to mm-hmm. make sure you fully understand. And it helps me because this verse was important, because when he said, to come to him to rest, to those who are like weary and burdened, it shows that life and spiritual struggles will come about, because obviously no, even if you do have God and you're in that full-on relationship, you will still deal with life struggles, and 100%. He'll give you the rest that you need if you leave it in his hands, like how we were mentioning before.
And he knows how heavy he said, all you heavy burden, he knows how heavy it is. Mm-hmm. He was here once before.
Right.
And he's telling you that because he wants you to know that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then when digging deep into the words they wrote in the Bible, the word yoke symbolizes guidance and control. So his yoke is described as easy and his burden light, indicating that following him brings a lighter, more gracious approach to life and spirituality. It's just easier to get through it. He won't take your problems away, but he will get you through it. And with that, you'll find it how, like, just how much more easier it would be.
Yeah. Like, through your problems, he's going to give you that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say the peace that makes no sense. It is 100% accurate.
Right.
I live through that all the time. It's like, oh, well, normally I would go outside and hyperventilate or just not handle anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. And with God, it's like, wow, I could be in my worst time, you know, and still have a sense of peace because I know God is there. And not that I'm like aware of it at that time, I guess. He just is there. Not that I know he's there. He just is.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, then afterwards, I'm like, whoa, okay. He definitely had me there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a blessing for him to give me that. I'm so glad I got that fruit at least.
Right. No, I'm just gonna...
I got a few, but I want them all, okay?
Listen.
I want them all, don't you?
I do. Every single
like
one of them.
To full potential. We might have a little bit of each, but I want like the fullest potential of all. And we're going to get there one day.
As we should.
Yeah.
Also, one more thing about that verse that I had said, when he said rest for your soul, it's basically the inner peace that comes from a relationship with Jesus. So the world, as we were saying before, the world only offers superficial peace, which is different than what God could give us. So I liked how that verse kind of tied in a little bit of everything that we had mentioned.
Yeah. And that what you just said too about our soul, I feel like that's basically, you know, him saying
you are not alone.
Sorry. Like, he will have our soul if we do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just kind of got from it, too.
In that song that we actually posted up, I think it was like a week or two ago, Oh My Soul.
Oh, yeah.
You are not alone. Because we are not alone. Because he obviously, as you just said,
right,
wants our soul.
He wants it.
So it's you and him till the end.
We are his creation, and unfortunately, we started off rocky,
mm-hmm.
But he wants all of us. There's enough room in heaven for every single person on this earth. But the Bible says that, I don't know the exact number, only a certain amount will even make it into heaven.
But until then, let him show you how.
Yeah, and that's why we want to show him as Christians that we do want to be with him. He's not going to invite someone that has neglected him his whole life
mm-hmm.
And have not shown that. He's not going to force us to live with him.
Right.
But no, we are choosing
that's
to
why he,
want to live with him and showing him that we want to obey
that's
him.
That's why he always says, like, he wants your genuine heart. He wants to mm-hmm. see how genuine you are.
Yep.
And that's all he's going to accept.
Yeah.
If you're not genuine, what you doing?
That's true. And I've been there. I didn't know I wasn't being genuine, but I wasn't putting in the effort years ago.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I thought I was being genuine, but I never remembered to pray. I never really cared to read much. And that's just like, looking back, that's not the genuinity that he wants.
Right.
And I'm glad he pulled me back in this time around, because now I know.
Yeah. And even for me, like, reading has always been my problem.
Yeah,
two ways. One, I've just always slacked on reading. Like, it's mm-hmm. like I'm lazy minded. I don't want to read anything. And it's not because it's the Bible and this and that. It's literally because of how I am. But also, when I do read something, that's why I always break down my verses. When I do read something, I might like understand the gist of it, but like to fully understand what I read, I have to like go in and read it again and again.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
No, but that's okay. We're all different in that sense. Like you have other stronger characteristics, and we might need a little bit extra with reading. Like I was always like that in school too. Yeah.
And you know what I'm doing about it now? Taking it day by day, reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Breaking it down.
It's the only book I really read, and we're like devotionals and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's enough, though. That's enough to stimulate your brain and actually improve your mental capacity and all of that.
If it's
you know?
The way you're supposed to, if it's like how to live, then obviously all I'm going to read is the Bible.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
it's like two in one, because it's like teaching you how to live and what God wants from you. And it's also stimulating your mental as
right.
well.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And depending on what version you read, you could also stimulate your different words to understand.
Yeah.
'Cause like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I saw something the other day where this girl was like, I was just reading the dictionary to learn new words. I feel like, read the King James version of the Bible. You'd be learning some new words.
right. But to start, NLT is great.
Yeah, NLT is great. NLT, New King James.
Mm-hmm. So I have... some beautiful scripture. I don't know. I read this and it was just like the way it was written was really cool. So listen up.
Bossy.
Okay. So this is like the true peace you will feel through surrender, pretty much. It's Job 11, 13 to 19. And it says, surrender your heart to God, turn to Him in prayer, and give up your sins, even those you do in secret. Then you won't be ashamed. You will be confident and fearless. Your troubles will go away like water beneath a bridge, and your darkest night will be brighter than noon. You will find rest safe and secure. I'm sorry. You will rest safe and secure, filled with hope and emptied of worry. You will sleep without fear and be greatly respected. I just thought, like, all of that is just so inspiring.
I like that. And a couple of the things that stood out to me from what you said that I take personally is how he says in verse 18, you will be protected and will rest in safety.
Yeah. It's assuring.
Yeah, it is. My word. In that you will lie down unafraid and many will look to you for help.
Yes. Yes. In my version, it says you will sleep without fear and be greatly respected.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is that?
And we were saying earlier that respecting yourself and everything is important too. So
it is. And to have others respect you, mm-hmm. even though some people might think Christianity is crazy.
Yeah.
But he's saying if you're surrendering your heart, you will be respected,
mm-hmm.
even from non-believers. Like, the true surrender, like, people will see that in us, and even if they don't want to try it out themselves, they will see goodness and they'll see the light in us.
Yeah.
And we will be respected.
I've been told that before, like, how I'm different and this and that in a good way. They'll, like, explain themselves and stuff of, like, how mm-hmm. I make them feel being around me, but it's like rewarding in a way. And being like, oh, that's really, like, I don't know, it's like lightheartedness. Like, I'm just, like, excited when they say that.
Yeah. No, it's true. You've always had that great light, that great energy.
I feel like people are hard on themselves, so, like, I don't know, sometimes I always doubt, like, am I good? Am I, like, showing that I love Jesus? Because you know how, like, mm-hmm. you just live your life, so that's obviously what I do.
Right, we're human. We're not perfect.
So sometimes I just doubt myself just because I'm hard on myself. Even though I'm probably exceeding in life.
Like, yeah, but with God. You should be. You should be humbling yourself.
Yeah.
That's what God wants from us. He doesn't want us to think, oh, we're the light of the world. Even though we are. We as Christians are the light of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not all that in a bag of chips, okay?
Right.
But no, that just shows that you are a woman of God right there, because you've seen how people are with you,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you are good, but you doubt yourself anyway.
Right. Because I feel
you're
like,
being humble.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like some people have used that word with me too.
But yeah.
I feel like sometimes people just try to be nice. So I don't know. I don't know if they're actually being genuine or not.
No, I think you're mostly humble.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll take that as my compliment
day. You know, we are human and we're all going to have times when we're like, ooh, like we're just feeling ourselves, and that's normal. But I feel like at the end of the day, you are a humble soul. I just love this verse. Your troubles will go away like water beneath a bridge, and your darkest night will be brighter than noon.
Job has been coming up a lot lately. Like, yeah. People like recommending to read Job, and it just sounds this beautiful. So like,
I mean, Job, I'm sure. I don't know if I've read Job. I don't think I
have. I haven't read the whole book.
Yeah. Like, yeah, parts of it.
Yeah.
But honestly, we should make that happen, because it's such an important thing, because Job is a character in the Bible where he struggled.
Mm-hmm.
He's a person in the Bible who struggled beyond belief, and he still had all this faith and all this love to give to our Creator. And it showed in the end, right?
It did.
That God loved him and God blessed him, and he for sure is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And God made an example out of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point of Job, was him teaching us that it's okay to still believe through all the bad, because this is not a perfect world.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be until we get with God.
Yes.
One day.
Unfortunately.
It's That's never going to be perfect. It's the only way. And so no matter how hard your struggles are, you best turn to him, girl.
I love the type of people that God always pulled out in the Bible to use examples of, because it's never the ones who always have it together. It's the ones who don't think that they're good enough, which it made me think of that because when I was talking about myself.
Yeah.
And just how far God's brought me in my life, even when I think I don't deserve it. But again, he does that to the people who are humble and everything. So that's why it's important to also be humble.
Yep. He knows your heart. He's going to bless accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a long way to go. So there's many more blessings to come.
Good. That means more days with Jesus.
I know, right? Until we meet.
Until we meet again. And so with that, we should recognize that God is in control of all aspects of our lives, whether we like that or not. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I find funny, is because even when, as I was saying, obviously, whether you're in a relationship with him or not, it's funny to me when in life people say whatever would be happening, they would say, "Thank you, God," or "Oh my God."
Yeah.
You have the decency to say his name, but you don't want to believe, or you don't want to try. That's when I hear people say, "Oh my God," or "Thank you, God," it just makes me laugh, because I'm like, if only you knew.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, my mom, obviously we're not supposed to say, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
You're not supposed to use his name in vain. And so
unless you're like, "My God,"
you're praising him.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I think I just said it because I always heard other people saying it, whatever.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's
the most common term, probably.
Right.
In the English language.
But people don't really know, exactly what it means or, what it can do.
Yeah.
But so growing up, my mom, if she made me mad or whatever the case was, I would be like, "Oh, my God." And she goes, "I hope you're praying." And I would just make up something like, "Yeah, I'm praying that he turns your attitude around to stop yelling at me," or something like that.
Oh, Lanza.
But, just that, and then just learning the meaning of it growing up, and how you shouldn't say, and how it makes God feel, as my mom would say.
Yeah.
And I would never want to make God angry, so therefore,
mm-hmm.
I've tried throughout the years to stop saying it.
Yeah.
But
you hear it everywhere. It's hard.
I do, and that's why it's funny to me when I hear others that's not obviously walking with God say it, because I'm hold a second. You don't want to know about him, but you want to say his name 24/7.
Or even you said, "Thank you, God." What are you thanking God for exactly?
Exactly.
If you don't know him, I mean, I guess you can thank him. But if you're acknowledging and thanking him, don't you want to know him?
Why did he give that to you then? Why are you saying thank you to him? Do you know why he did that? Did he even do that for you? You know what I mean?
Yes. If you've ever said thank you, God, in this life, you better reach further, because that means you believe. You believe in a higher power. And I'm telling you, we are telling you, today, that surrendering is the only way to him, through Jesus Christ.
They probably don't want to acknowledge it, because maybe they see how it is in church, or they see how Christians act, I guess, if you want to say. We don't act any type of way, but we just act loving.
We're normal people.
And positive people, you know? But I did see something online that stood out to me the other day, where it said how it's not Christianity that you don't want to be with, or something like that. It's just that when they got to church, they got offended by what was said, because obviously they felt some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they blame it on Christians and this and that, but it's probably their own sin that they're reflecting on. They don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, I know. That's a huge part of it, but it's not Christians telling you what to do in most cases. I'm not going to say in all cases.
Yeah.
But no, people who follow the Bible, that's, we're going to judge you accordingly. Not judge you per se, but we're going to
line it up with the Bible.
Righteously judge you, which God says that a true Christian is allowed to do. That sounds horrible, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you're swearing all the time and I'm "Hey, that's really not good to swear," I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what I know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That can go for so many things.
And we just try to help you be better. When I saw you one day, one of our friends swore, and you're like, language, like, you know, like, just
help. Oh, I'll always do that.
Yeah, but, like, even still, like, it's not, you're not judging them for doing it, you're just helping them be better, and then maybe one day they'll have that reminder in their head and have you in their head saying, language, and so then maybe they'll think about it, you know?
No, true.
Right, so that's all we do is uplift people. We don't judge to, like, be harsh and talk about you.
Goodness. Honestly, I'm the furthest, if it seems like I'm judging you, I'm so not. Like, I have been in so many places and done so many things in my life, and I'm just, like, I'm not in the place to judge at all. And I'm sure I've had times in the past where I'd be like, oh, that's an ugly shirt or something. You know, like, normal.
Well, then.
Normal things that we as young humans do, right?
I'd say, watch what you wear before you see Alyssa. Think twice.
Well, like, I have a very different style.
Yes, you do.
What are you saying? What are you looking at right now?
I'm not. I'm just looking at you. Are you okay?
No.
You're the one that said it. I didn't even say the thing about you.
Hold on. What about me?
I didn't even say that about you. Like, I didn't say, she has a weird style.
Oh my gosh. I did. And I'll admit it. It's fine. Okay?
I'm just laughing about the fact. So we celebrated Alyssa's birthday last week. And her friend came to her house. And she made her change her whole wardrobe.
No! Correction! She saw what I was wearing. And she said, oh, I didn't realize it was fancy. And I said, no, it's really not fancy. It's... I'm just dressing up because it's my birthday, but I have something you can wear if you want to. It wasn't like, you need to change.
It's funny how you always get two different versions of the story.
No.
That's the second time today that I heard two different versions.
Listen, we're both dramatic, but that was dramatic. Christina, if you're listening.
Wow, pinpoint her name and everything.
Ouch. Drama queen, okay? Ugh. Listen, I was just offering a substitution if she wanted to.
Okay, you've been redeemed.
I love you, C.
You've been redeemed. Wow. Bringing it back now.
Bringing it back, Usa. Or as your dad would say, back to the word.
Sorry, I'm getting a little too excited. I'll stop talking. Preach it, Pastor. No, but going back to what you were saying, because that just reminded me, depending on, like, it's not, as we were saying, how the Christians, we're not the ones that, like, offend you, whatever the case is, it's that you don't want to deal with the truth that comes out from whatever you hear the pastor saying. I'm not speaking for all pastors, but there are pastors out there who actually are legit, and good. They read the word, they study the word, and this and that. It's not them that's speaking to you, it's God speaking through them. So if you don't like it, it's not their fault. It's Jesus speaking through them, you know?
And like you said, not to say all pastors, because there are a lot of shambled up churches. There are a lot of bad Christians. Yes. Okay?
Okay.
And you cannot blame those bad Christians for not being in your faith. Like, we can't do that.
Right.
A lot of Catholics even... do that. They'll have a bad experience and they'll just run away from religion, or not religion, but like following God altogether. And all religions, I'm sure, go through that. But it's like, no, you can't base it on one person or one church.
Right. And if it is what the pastor said, and obviously, as we said, it's Jesus speaking through them, surrender it to God.
Yep.
And lay your weaknesses.
Comes back to that every time.
You, that's why it's important to surrender yourself to God, no matter what the situation is. There's nothing stupid, like no stupid situation. Any situation is worth for Jesus to listen to. He just wants you.
Yeah. And let me just say that surrendering to God is not easy. I'm sure I've said this before. It literally takes practice to surrender to God.
Right.
Like when I started my walk, like, a year and a half ago now, maybe two. It was really hard. And I think I literally had to, like, multiple times a day, I literally just closed my eyes and just said, like, I want you to take over. And I just kept saying that. And it wasn't until, like, several weeks in where finally I felt the Holy Spirit coming in. And I was like, whoa, okay. Now you know that I mean it.
Right.
Now you know that, like, this is really... I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Like,
I see goosebumps.
I know. See? And I really do feel like the Holy Spirit gives you goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just us. Like, I could have gotten goosebumps five times this, you know?
Right.
This whole time. No, like, that's what it truly takes to surrender, is practice, repetitive, and really... really pushing your mind to believe that, because then that's when you'll get those lessons and feel the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel it the first time.
Right.
You know?
And even, like, with me, like, throughout my journey with God and everything, there's been times where I thought maybe a problem was too small or whatever. Oh, I could handle that. Mm-hmm. And so I would try to handle it, and it would either fail, or I would try to handle it, and I feel a tug of war inside me because it's the Holy Spirit telling you, like, no, like, just give it to God. And then I'm, like, fighting with it for a second, and I'm like, you know what? No, like, I bring mm-hmm. myself back to my roots. Like, no, I know that he can do it. So that's when I just give up, and I just release it to him.
Yeah. Don't listen to that little voice.
No. It's like having the heaven, like, Jesus and the devil on your shoulder. Yeah. It's like, who do I go?
Should I do this?
Yeah.
No, it's so true. And we're lucky to, we're so lucky that we're so young and we know this. And we just want anyone to feel the same thing as us, like older, younger, or any age in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late. And I have a little more scripture here that is my favorite verse, and it kind of went with surrendering. So I dug a little bit deeper, and I went around my favorite verse, because my favorite verse is Romans 12:2.
I have it highlighted in my Bible already.
That's my number one favorite verse. And it's, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. But I dug a little bit deeper and I went past that, and it's some good stuff over here.
Before you get into that, mm-hmm. I like this verse because it's a great reminder, but also the big word here is let God. I feel like sometimes people have, us too, not just people, but have a hard time to just let God do his thing.
Yeah, and that's surrendering again, like letting him take.
Because I know some people do like partial surrendering where they're like, okay, God, I told you about it. And then they still try to like step in and help him out. He doesn't need your help.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
No, part of surrendering is ridding of your worry. Like, I know as humans that can be tough, but the more you are open to surrendering with God or to God, he's gonna take that worry from you. And you cannot, your brother actually told me this, you can't be fully surrendered with a ton of fear and worry.
Right.
We're gonna have that, but with fear and worry, you're not surrendering to God, because you're not trusting in God's plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trusting the fact that he's going to make it better, and it's all in his hands. Because you're surrendering, and then you're saying, oh, now I'm worrying about my future and this and that.
You're letting the enemy still get to you, because he fills you up with the fear and doubt so that you can stray away from God. So I feel like if you're trying, you can't do both. You have to do one or the other. So if you believe that God can do it, let him do it, and tell the devil to go away. Because like you don't need the extra stress when you're ready.
Yes.
On that, you know?
Not that you're going to be perfect every time and just like never have a worry or fear again, but he's going to help you. The more true you are in surrendering, he's going to help take that worry away.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to help yourself too.
Right. So how'd you dig deeper?
So following my favorite verse, let me see.
Is it in the same chapter or different?
No, it's right. It's right before and after. So I was going to read Romans 12:1-6. I already read the two, but I'll do it again. So it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other.
I like that.
How cool. Like, I never really read a bunch around my favorite verse. I never got into that. And I just thought it was so cool because I love everything around it too. And
I think that's also why I was saying before, like, it's important, like, if you have that, like, one verse that you like, read the whole chapter because you never know what else might unfold that, and you might understand more of the reasoning why it's being said, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely put that whole book on my list. I've read some of it, but I want to read the whole thing now. So what I got from that is basically one of the best ways to worship is sacrificing our bodies, which means to surrender our flesh and its desires. It says, do not conform to this world. So we need to let God change our minds by renewing it. Yes. And if we let that happen, he will show us what he has in store for us. Only if you allow him to change the way we think, it will happen. Again, it'll happen naturally. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've experienced. Like, I'm not training my mind. I'm not forcing my mind to think different. No, all of a sudden it happens. It starts to happen before my eyes. And then I think back and I'm like, dang, he really is renewing my mind and softening my heart in ways that I cannot do myself.
And once you see that changing and you see, like, the blessings that you've unfolded because now you're letting him fully into your life.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, like, you obviously know, like, what he's done for you. But when you actually say it out loud, because I actually did this, like, a few weeks ago to somebody. My husband and I were talking to them, and they wanted to know, like, our story with, like, God and everything, especially because we were together the whole time. So just saying all the stuff out loud and, like, what he's done for us and provided for us separately before marriage.
Yeah.
And then when we got brought together, just the other stuff, like, just saying it out loud to the person, I was just like, wow, that's actually a beautiful story. So, like, although we have this beautiful story, you could have that too if you, like, stop putting God on lock and, like, let him unleash everything and let him just, like, give you all the blessings that you could be having.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll be way more beautiful than you can even imagine. If you think your life is going great, it can get so much better.
I always say how, like, some of the stuff that we've read in the Bible is, like, it sounds like a love story and this and that, like, just how it's, like, put together. But, like, honestly, if we live our lives according to the Bible, like, how we are, we could have that same love story.
Yeah. I love that.
I wasn't sure if you were gonna say anything else really quick, but as you were reading your, the verses, I actually dug down a little bit more.
Sure, yeah.
And it says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. This is what got me, because I know we were talking about being genuine and humble and everything. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. And I like that part because we have the confidence once we, like, allow Jesus to give us all the fruits and everything and live according to him.
There's no other way after that.
And you'll be confident walking through life because you're like, I know the word, I got Jesus, this and that.
For sure.
And the hope that he always promises us. Be patient in trouble. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. So that's where it ties in with being obedient and, like how I was saying before, trusting him and being obedient during your waiting season. And keep on praying, because obviously that's important. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. And that is also what we were saying about Christians. Like, we're here to uplift everybody. We're not here to judge or whatever. And so,
And that's a part of being humble, too, to practice hospitality and put others before you. I also love how it says, like, never be lazy, but work hard. Which involves everything, being a Christian. He doesn't want us to be lazy.
Yeah.
We have to work hard in our faith, in our praying, in our books, in our everyday life, cleaning, cooking, being a good mother and partner.
Yeah, and that's why it's also important to evangelize and help others in the faith. Don't just help yourself. Like, obviously help yourself first with that, because you have to be grounded first before you can go out there and share it with others. But it even says, bless those who persecute you. Like, no matter who you are, where us Christians who have a relationship with Jesus, and I see relationship because some people take it as religion or relationship, yeah. an actual relationship. We're just here to help, and it doesn't matter who you are because we want to see everybody.
Yeah.
In heaven one day, you know?
100%. That's what we're called for, and that's why we created this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad we did, because it just helps us dig even deeper into what we need to do and what we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very blessed about that.
Wow, I didn't even have all that on my thing. I was just like,
I love flowing. That. Yeah. I love that. I should have kept reading.
See, you read the whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to. There's one more thing I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
And it's about PMS.
Wait, what? Not where
Listen,
I thought you were going.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I just want to put it out there.
Uh-huh.
That the struggle is real with PMS. And it has to do with what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Listen. It is... If you have really hard symptoms being a woman with this, some can be like painful, some can be emotional. I get distraught the week before my period every single month. I feel like the world is ending and I don't feel like submitting to God. I don't feel like praying all the time. I don't feel like I can be happy. I get angry. And that's, I just wanted to bring that up because it's very hard to surrender when your feelings are so deep. Not everyone has this, but mm-hmm. I just want to say it for the, because I know a
I
lot
would say
of
that
people.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. No, a lot of people go through really bad
yeah.
PMS symptoms. And there's actually a girl I follow who, her whole thing, she's huge. Her whole thing is about PMS and Christianity.
Really?
Because she gets the worst symptoms and
wow.
she and I relate to
I never
to
thought
her.
Of it like that.
Yeah. I relate to it so much because I get a little bit angry. Not like so bad towards other but towards others, but I have like a small fuse and I feel like everything's destructing around me. I feel like my life is destructing and it happens for a few days.
I know you said you don't feel like talking God and this and that, but do you try at least praying about it?
That's what I'm saying. I do. I don't think it's as easy as when I'm not. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, even when you're going through all these struggles, you really do have to still turn to God, even if your world is falling apart, if you're upset, if you're
That's the
in
best
pain.
Time to go to God.
It is. And I'm starting to learn that more because I just feel like a distance from God while I'm PMSing almost. It's
right.
weird. Because God says to be slow to anger. So if I snap at my kids or if I'm just like having a bad attitude, that is so not Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be that way. So
in
I
the
do
mo-
reach out to
In
God.
The moment, though, when you are going King Kong on everybody around you, do you notice that you do it, like, if they call you out on it? Or do you think that, or are you, like, against it? Like, do you tell them, I didn't do that? Or, no, I'm not. I'm not being...
No, I'm a person who will admit my faults.
Okay.
If I say something that came off wrong to my husband, I will say, like, I'm sorry it came out that way later.
And honestly, some guys don't understand about the PMS because they think mm-hmm. it's just us making that as an excuse.
100%.
I hate when they say that.
Yes. No, I mean, honestly. Sorry.
No, you're good. Like, honestly, like, thank God I'm not, like that. Like, I don't PMS like that.
Yeah.
But... he still uses it to this day. Like, why'd you yelled at me? I was like, well, one, you know what you did, but also two, I shouldn't have said it that way because of that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
See? Even if it's little like that, it's still stuff like a little bit out of our character.
But they think it's an excuse.
No. And it's so not. It's so not. Let me tell you, it's a cycle and I've been keeping track of it. I literally feel like I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I don't want to do this. And this is just horrible.
So note
not
ta-
you.
No, so
but.
Note taken of not to text Elissa or talk to her during that whole week.
No. No. I think my husband's just starting to now, like, accept that it is a real thing because he sees how much it affects me every single a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it used to not be as bad, but I think like maybe the past year, it's just like I get very like almost depressed and I get sad and I get angry. It's just a lot. And so I think, especially if I give him a little warning at the beginning, I think he tends to like try to bear with me.
I'm being genuine with this question, but and curious at the same time. Are you sure it's just with the PMS, or do you feel like it's like some underlying thing that comes out more when you're giving me the eyebrows and I don't know if you know what I'm asking?
No, you can ask me. Go ahead. Underlying.
Do you think it's like more rooted, like something like deep down within of those emotions about something, or maybe you're going through something and it just comes out when it's that week, because obviously that's when we unleash every beast in us. Or do you think it's literally just because of the PMS?
I think it can go either way, because sometimes I can have something brewing up in me that like other times I won't, you know?
Gotcha.
But yeah, I think it could definitely be enhanced.
Gotcha.
For sure. And even like certain TV shows or like, you know, songs, or I'll end up getting teary-eyed like that I normally wouldn't, you know. There's so many significant signs in these few days.
Yeah.
That I feel it, and it's every month, and I've kept track of it.
You know
what
we should do? One, I just want to emphasize, yes, definitely like try to read more and talk to God more, especially during that time,
mm-hmm.
especially with whatever comes out, like the emotions that come out,
mm-hmm.
pray about it. But also, you know what we should do? We should get the stimulator things and put it on the guy's stomachs. And when we notch that thing right up and they get the pain, let's see if they're nice then. And then we're going to say, that's an excuse. You're fine.
Yes.
That's what we should do.
I don't always get that pain, which is great. Sometimes I do. Right. But it's more of like the emotional part for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I just thank God that I'm not that bad.
Yeah. No, you're lucky, because so many people struggle with it. So many women do.
The only thing that I probably experience is I'm just more tired mm-hmm. that week, but that's about it.
That's good. I'm glad for you.
I mean, I'm sure I have attitude, of course. Like
every
woman does at some point with like their PMSing, but
it's not as extreme as your whole world is falling apart.
Yes, not that deep.
Well, it is for me, and it's real, and it's a thing, and that's why I brought it up, because we go through that.
You
month.
Are not alone.
Thank you.
I am here with you. Well, I'm not there with you with that part, but I'm talking about generally. And just for me to end, I was just going to say, like, if you're not sure when, or if you even, like, if it's a problem that you should surrender to God, sit and think about it. First, acknowledge that you know you need God for his guidance and strength. Mm-hmm. And try making it a habit, like how we were saying, like, to communicate with him daily and reading the Bible. Like, take it day by day. And there's no dumb situation. Like, he wants all of your, all your stuff. He wants you and everything.
And if it's overwhelming at first, you can try to do it like 2 times a week to start. Like,
right, little by little.
It's great if you can get every single day, but
little by little. That's why they say to come as you are, you know?
Yep. As much as you can at first, as long as it's not like once a year. No.
No. No, but honestly, though, like weekly, take it weekly.
Yeah.
And start incorporating it in, you know? And then little by little, without, sometimes you might not even recognize it or realize it, but things would be weeding out that it's not supposed to be in your life, and sooner or later you'll realize it and be like, oh wait a second. And if you could live without it, then that's how you know, like, okay, that's of God.
Yep.
Like, you know,
you'll see it, guys,
and then you'll believe it. And remember, God's rejection is your protection. If it's not an outcome that you want, it's okay.
Yep.
I'm good otherwise.
Good. We love you all, and we hope that this has touched you in any way, and that you can hear these words and just put in a little effort. That's all we want. That's all we're promoting here, is for you to just try and see God's goodness. Because
mm-hmm.
he will extend that olive branch if you ask.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a special hymn for you guys at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a mashup that Alyssa created this time, not me.
It's really pretty. I think it turned out really good.
It did.
And let's end in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time. And we just ask that any of our words just be shown to our listeners in a way that can help them get closer to you. And I pray that anyone with struggles of any sort, they can just know that they have the best creator and father in you to help them. And I hope they learned something in this time and, you know, how to surrender and all the struggles you can feel through it. And I just hope you bless them all and try to reach to them. Amen.
Amen. And here's our hymn.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Lord, have your way in me.
Thank you guys so much for joining our podcast today, and we hope that you join again. If you guys have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to comment below, or you can message us through Instagram. We are CaffeinatedFaith1.
And also, if you guys would like to worship with us or are trying to find like a home church if you're in Rhode Island, we are at Saving Grace Worship Center in North Providence. We're usually there on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays for prayer and a word at 6:30. We welcome you to subscribe to our YouTube page on Spotify, on Apple, called Caffeinated Faith. You can also find us on Instagram, which is CaffeinatedFaith1, or Facebook, Caffeinated Faith.